Israeli troops backed by tanks entered the Rafah refugee camp this morning in a major operation in southern Gaza. Israeli military commanders say they are targeting Palestinian militants and trying to remove tunnels used to smuggle arms in from Egypt. But civilians are getting caught in the crossfire. Chris McGreal is with the British newspaper The Guardian, and he's one of the few journalists in Rafah. He says 20 Palestinians have been killed.
The Israelis have occupied a small section of the refugee camp. There was some fighting, but not the kind of fighting that a lot of Palestinians expect will happen if they move deeper into the camp. In that process this morning, there were some civilians and a number of fighters killed. Amongst the civilians killed today were 13 and 16-year-old child, brother and sister, who went on the roof of their building to collect the washing and were killed by an Israeli sniper. There were also a number of people killed by a missile strike outside a mosque very early in the morning, an Israeli missile strike.
Chris, you're at a hospital now. We can actually hear a lot of the activity there behind you. There's been some confusion. The army says most of those killed were gunmen. The Palestinians say at least 9 of them were civilians. From your vantage point there at the hospital, have you been able to hash this out?
Well, I can account for at least 7 or 8 civilians. The 2 children I mentioned, probably a 3rd child. There were definitely 2 very badly wounded other children that came in. There was a father of one of the children who was killed outside the mosque, and ambulance drivers said that they knew at least 3 others were almost certainly civilians who were shot on the street. But it does get confusing. A lot of the dead are men, youths or men. They would be widely likely to be seen by the Israelis as gunmen.
This camp and the nearby town of Rafah have been the targets of repeated Israeli offensives over the past 3 years. What's the goal and what's been the impact on the camp?
Well, the stated goal of the Israelis has actually changed. On Sunday, the Israeli Army Chief of Staff, Moshe Yaalon, said that the government intended to demolish 100 more houses in Rafah refugee camp. That created a storm of protest, international protest, including criticism from the United States, particularly after about 200 homes were destroyed in Rafah on Friday. The stated goal of the operation now, according to the Israelis, is to discover tunnels used for smuggling weapons from Egypt into the camp, and also to capture or kill Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade leaders. The Palestinians have a different view. They say that this is essentially an operation to punish them for Hamas and Islamic Jihad killing 13 Israeli soldiers in Gaza last week, and that ultimately the long-term goal is a form of ethnic cleansing, as the Palestinian Prime Minister put it, to force a lot of Palestinians out of the Rafah area.
The Israeli military calls this offensive Operation Rainbow. What next?
The Israeli military says that it intends to move out of the area it now controls and deeper into the refugee camp, into the parts where it's likely to face a lot more hostility, as certainly has in the past, and where many Palestinians expect the fight to be much more bloody.
Chris McGreal, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Chris McGreal is a reporter with the British newspaper The Guardian. He spoke to us from a hospital in Rafah in southern Gaza.